So if you make 5 million in a month, we are looking at 60 million in a year. That is, if you have 5 million in a month, there are some customers, you might probably have like five, even if one customer or two or three customers, let's say three customers come to you that make this for me, I'll pay 1 million. You're able to make that. You can actually achieve that 5 million. Hello, welcome to another episode of Smart Growth. My name is Danjuma Audu, Executive Director with Reliance InfoSystem, focusing on technology to help business succeed with offices in Africa and other parts of the world. And I'm here today with an entrepreneur, Damilola Lawal. Damilola, let's meet you.
Hello, my name is Damilola Lawal from Lagos State, Lagos Indigenous to be precise. From Otto, that's at Lagos Mainland. I'm a fashion business, fashion entrepreneur, Mr. of Business.
Nice one. So tell us, the journey so far, how has it been for you?
The journey has been rough and has been a good one, but I'm not just focusing on neat. Because tailoring has been my thing from onset, but I'm not looking into it right from my childhood days.
Okay, so right now it's fashion. Do you do men, women, or you do both?
I'm into unisex.
Unisex, that's both.
Both.
Okay.
Majorly on men. I would say 75% of men. 25% of
women.
Men.
So you do more of men.
Men.
But you know there's more money in the women's part, you know?
Yes, sure.
Okay. We're not doing it.
I'm not into it deeply because women's fashion are another set of industry on its own.
Okay, I can see. So on the average, like how much do you make in terms of turnover? Now the whole money that comes in, like in a month.
In a month?
Yes.
In a month, roughly, after deducting the expenses, logistics, the fuels, because in Nigeria now, we don't depend on the electricity supply from the government. So we base majorly on the fuel. And after deducting all those expenses, I get roughly around 300K.
Oh, in 3 days. 300K.
Yes. And after settling my apprentice also, like 300K that is left.
Oh, after settling your apprentice, you have 300K.
I have 300.
So before settling your apprentice, how much do you have?
Around 700, 600.
Oh, in a month?
In a month.
Wow, that's okay. So that means, so on the average, like how many customers?
Regular customers, I would say I have 60% of my regular customers.
Okay, that 60 customers on the regular. Okay. So that means if you have like 60 or 50 or 40 customers come to you in a month.
And if they are regular, I think it's a good start.
Okay, so if they come to you in a month, so you do an average of 700,000 in a month. That's for all these customers. That's put together.
Yes, there are some of my customers, like they love making, the one I work with regularly, like, okay, let me say, and they are religious customers such as Muslims. They love wearing new natives every Friday. From the Christianity side, during Sunday, they love going to church. They love wearing new set of clothes while going to church every Sunday. So every weekend, I do make some good delivery
every weekend.
Every weekend.
So I've seen. So that means how much does an average customer pay? Just one customer.
Just one customer. Depending on average, what he or she is.
Most often.
So most often, I. Around 80K.
$80K.
Yeah. inclusion of me getting the materials and fabric.
Okay, Tiki, that's one customer. Okay, yes, so I've seen a situation where a customer or someone that likes fashion, not even Gen Z, somewhere in his 50s, I've seen quite a number of them who say they have a fashion designer that sells like 5 sets of native for them, and they give the guy ₦1 million. That's just one customer. So imagine if you have like 2 of those customers, like few of those customers, you're going to make that whole number much. I'm sure instead of the 700, you could probably be looking at 3 million or even 5 million or even 10 million in a month.
Reward.
You know, let's look at 5 million in a month.
In 3 months.
Okay, in 3 months. Okay, 3 months.
You should. So, like, maybe it's an oil, kind of oil business.
Okay, no worries. It's fine. But there are those who actually make something like that.
Like, I do have some older colleagues in the fashion industry that I do look up to. Can I make mention of?
Well, yes, one of them.
I do have Jeff Urban.
Okay.
I do look up to him very well. He takes the fashion business very seriously.
So it's possible that you can make, say, 5 million in a month.
Yes.
So if you make 5 million in a month, we are looking at 60 million in a year. That means if you have 5 million in a month, there are some customers, you might probably have like 5, even if one customer or 2 or 3 customers, let's say 3 customers come to you that make this for me, I'll pay 1 million. You're able to make that. You can actually achieve that 5 million. So the question now is, if they come, what are you going to do? How are you positioning yourself to be able to handle this sort of demands if the demand comes?
Okay, if the demand is very cumbersome, I would love to partner from other colleagues in the fashion industry. I have some, like the guy I made mention of, Jeff Urban, he always welcomed me whenever I have a huge demand for high taste customers. Because as a fashion designer, some of your customers will have a high taste. It will be as if you are competing with a fellow fashion designer. So he or she knows much details about what he or she was selling.
Okay, but now, so how on the average, if you go to your adverts, do you make adverts on social media?
I do make adverts. I make adverts on X and on Facebook.
But you still don't have customers that come to you to say, okay,
I do.
Take this 1 million, make this clothes for me.
Yeah, on
I want it in 6 days or 7 days, or even some guys will say 2 weeks.
Where I do have such customers are mostly on referrals.
Referrals, okay. So my advice now is that you need to find a way to increase the budget that you spend on the advert on social media, whether it's on Instagram, on X, and have a dedicated channel, even on YouTube. So it's also important that you have friends, people that have these body builds, yes, to wear some of your clothes for you. And then you can take them to a studio, a place like this, where you do like photo shoots and a whole lot of that. And then you can spread that across all your social media handles. And then the whole world will get to see what you're doing. Because you really need to, it's what you have in mind. If you want to make 55 million by the end of the month, you can, really. It may not happen now, but it can happen tomorrow.
Yeah, need to drop off what that makes sense.
Yes. So the next question is, how many apprentices do you have, like, or how many staff do you have currently?
I have active, my active staff are 3. I do have some external, like part-time staff.
A part-time staff.
Yeah, whenever I have some, let me say, cumbersome works, I bring them in to, I make a supervision of it. Though, while I'm making supervision, at my workshop, you wouldn't know the difference between the staff, because we all put hands together and derive the same goal.
Okay, so the next question is, do you have clothes that are already in the market, or you make just when the customer asks? You don't have anyone that you've...
I do have custom-made clothes. Like, there are some clients that don't emergency events that they want to go. They don't like going to the market to get some clothes. So they're just like, okay, my fashion brand, what do you have? Do you have my size?
Already made that we have already. They'll come and pick it up.
They'll just come and pick it up. I will just send some pictures.
Okay, you have that. You have those already. Okay, so I think what we need to do now is find a way to increase the market. And like I said, do you have friends that are very popular, that goes out very well?
Yes, I do. I do have a friend in the event planning industry.
That goes out very well. Is it possible you make clothes for them?
Yes.
So that they can, even if they're not paying you out of your profit.
They're even good at that. They're even good at that. If you as a fashion designer, if you have some friends that likes fashion, I even have a female friend like, sew this boo for me. So there is even new trend now, like combat pants with ashoki as a pocket. So I have a female friend like, let me have this, sew it for me. Whenever I go out, I'll be talking about it.
Have you done that now?
Yeah, I've done that. I read it for 5 times, but at the end she said, okay, let me be paying you. I'm getting enough of compliment whenever I go out, when you're designed already now.
Then why don't you make more of that, different variety of that for you say?
Yeah, I do make different variety.
That'll be ready-made where customer can simply pick and go. And then if you need to make adjustments, you simply make little adjustments.
Yes.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Correct. Whenever I'm free, there are sometimes like during mid-year or around January after the holidays, people are at work. Whenever I'm free, I just pack some fabrics, make random design for my head. At times, I just call some of my clients. They like me calling them like, okay, what do you have? What's the new trend? Like, what do you create in your mindset that you can give to me? I want to look extraordinary at this something I'm going.
Because they call you like that.
Call me like that. I'll just make something out of nowhere.
I think what you can do, you need to keep thinking of design. Design. This is how you have Jojo Amani, Christian, all those designs that you see that are popular. All those big names that you know today abroad. That's how they started. Start building, creating designs that are your head from based on what you see around. And the moment you do that, put it in the social media. Post it everywhere. Look for a pretty lady, let her wear it, go to a studio and let her make, I think they call it photo shoot, I don't know, some form of branding stuff that you need to do. But if you go to a studio, and you can partner with these studios, so you can come to a place like this also. Partner with the studio, they really help you to do all that. But they have very good cameras that can bring out the quality and all of that. Well, that's one. So everything, all you need is marketing, really. So you need to buy a lot of marketing, spend a lot of money on marketing. So always, when you have new design, call in beautiful ladies, call in your guys, let them wear them. And then if you know anyone that is very good in quality, video, all this stuff, they will help you do that whole shooting, and then you can take that. I've put that in your social media and everyone will see. Before you know it, calls will start coming in, and then that 5 million that we agreed on per month will start coming in regularly. And make sure you do a lot of transfers, let them be doing transfers so that the whole payment can be traceable. Don't always be taking cash most of the time. So the bank can seize it also. At the end of the year, you can make that 60 million that we're talking about. So do you have a question for me?
Yeah. My question... Okay, I'll pick my question for my talent. Probably can help me to look into it. The talent that I have is in the marketing. I do more marketing. But my marketing, my new challenge is the caption in marketing my...
So that's exactly what I've said. You can come to a place like this. You must do it in a studio. Someone must wear that clothes. For guys, it's pretty much those fitted guys, six-pack guys, and fashion. So you can make things that of their size. You have to invest into it. Start looking to you. You see them. Guys help each other a lot. Do you go to church or you go to Mox?
I go to Mox.
Go to Mox. So you speak to this Muslim brothers as well. Have good body build. That you help. So those are, they won't collect money from you. So they will help you. They will wear them. And then go to a studio. Studio guys, any of your friend that has good quality camera, they are the one that will bring out. Some of this phone won't bring it out. The people say iPhone has camera, but you need to know someone that understand the settings. Maybe to bring it. But I think the real cameras are the one that are doing the magic. Once they do that for you, and you put that in the, and you put it out there, the quality will be unmatched. The same for the ladies. Those crazy designs, sweet designs that you talked about, once it comes to your head, do more of them. Have a lady wear them. Take her to the studio. You might say they are models, but I saw those who do models. Talk to model managers. They are all around. They really help you to manage all of this. I think that's where we draw the curtain on today's episode of Smart Growth.
Thank you.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.